everyone. Welcome back in. It's another episode of the Wobcast 2.0. It's yours truly, Wobby, joined by my partner and co-host, Giles, together in person in Dallas, taking in the NFL draft, watching what the Vikings did. It's a long story, and we'll tell you more about it, but we took in what the Vikings did in the draft, and we like what we saw.
My, oh my, my goodness. You could make an extreme argument that we got the two best high-value players at their respective positions at an extreme value. My gosh.
So we talked about this thing many times, Giles, where it's like, who do you like? You like Jaden Daniels? You like – I mean, we never really talked about Caleb Williams because we all knew he was going to the Bears.
Yeah.
So it's all about Drake May. It's all about J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, maybe someone like Bo Nix, whatever.
Yeah.
No matter how you slice it, though, it was those guys. And, yeah, you all might – you may or may not be convicted about one of them, but you have to admit there's a chance you'd be wrong and the other guy would be good. Mm-hmm. So no matter how you slice it, J.J. McCarthy was in there, right?
Yep.
One of the four or five. And there is really no debating that Dallas Turner was one or two for pass rushers.
Absolutely.
Most important position in the game, quarterback. So it would stand to reason then that the next two most important positions are the ones who protect the quarterback and the ones who attack the quarterback.
Yeah.
So the Vikings get a premium guy at quarterback and a premium guy at the one who attacks the quarterback.
Yes.
I just don't know, honestly, how you could give them anything other than an A minus, B plus for this. And that's not purple shaded glasses. The Lions have a stranglehold on this division. The Packers are on an ascending arc, and they were ready to run away with the NFC North to make it a two-team race.
Yeah.
And the Vikings said, hold on. Hold on a minute.
Yep. Hold
and
my beer.
They get J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner, man.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not crowning them champions. I'm not trying to get too excited here.
Yep.
But I think if you're a Vikings fan, and look, I'm from Minnesota. I was with the club for 15 years. I'm rooting for them, whatever. But I really, truly am a neutral observer.
Yep.
And I'm admitting you have to be excited about what transpired.
Absolutely. If you are anyone that's involved in the value side of the NFL draft, you could not argue with the fact that the Minnesota Vikings have the best value picks in the entire NFL draft. When you look at J.J. McCarthy, there's a lot of people that had him much higher on the board than what he went in terms of order of quarterback.
Yeah.
I know some people that had him number one in terms of number of quarterbacks in the NFL draft. Now, obviously, Byron Murphy II, who I was very, very high on, went 16th to the Seahawks. We got the best next defensive player. We got the best edge rusher in this year's NFL draft. And it went at 17.
Yes.
I believe, according to PFF, maybe, there was a 3% chance that Dallas Turner made it to 17. There was essentially a 0% chance that he fell that way. So the fact that we were able to grab him at that late of a round shows how great the Minnesota Vikings had planned this and schemed this out ahead of this draft.
So the Vikings get a franchise quarterback, a quarterback who may or may not work out. We don't know, but a guy who you can legitimately say they're trying to have be their franchise quarterback at 10.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to sell the farm. They didn't have to give up two first round picks, three first round picks, a bunch of picks to go and get him. They stood there at 11 and let him come to them.
Yep.
Now, I do believe what happened is the Jets got on the clock at 10, the Vikings were at 11, the Broncos were at 12. Both those teams, the Vikings and Broncos, wanted a quarterback. Yep, and they both got on the horn to the Jets and said, we want to come up. And the Vikings won that bidding war and made sure they got the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we will never know if they wanted Drake May or J.J. McCarthy and in what order. We will never know that.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Because all that matters now is, will J.J. McCarthy prove them right?
Yes.
So I really don't care what they say. Oh, he was our guy the whole time or not. I don't care. What matters is they have him.
Yep.
And can you think of a team more equipped to help a rookie quarterback succeed than the Vikings?
To be honest, when you think about both of the players that we picked this round, I don't think there's a better team to pick to help either of those players. When you think about Brian Flores and what he can do with Dallas Turner,
yeah.
I'm just saying this right here, right now. Uh-oh. The NFL better be
look out
in a very regretful posture that look they out. Let Dallas Turner go to Minnesota. This will be something that the entire NFL regrets. Why in the world did we let Dallas Turner go to the Minnesota Vikings? And when you look at J.J. McCarthy, this is the best infrastructure for a rookie quarterback. A lot of teams, they let themselves stumble into a dumpster fire posture, and they say, well, let's get a quarterback to save ourselves. We have a great roster, and now we're throwing a great quarterback on top of that.
Yeah.
So we're really in a great position. And really, when you look at it, there's a pretty strong argument to be made that we just pulled a Houston Texans move. Last year, the Houston Texans were praised for getting their rookie quarterback and nailing it, and then trading up to go get Will Anderson and getting two of the most important positions in football, right one and right two, you know, position two and position three. And they had the rookie, or the offensive rookie of the year and the defensive rookie of the year, and they were praised. You can make a pretty strong argument that the Vikings just pulled those value picks in this year's draft. Maybe a different positioning, but we maybe got the best quarterback and the best edge rusher in football.
Yep.
We just pulled the Houston Texans.
So now it didn't come at no cost. It came at a cost.
Absolutely.
Okay. The Vikings don't have a pick on Friday.
Today. Those are details that are may or may not be important.
Yeah, okay, that's not great. I don't think they have many picks left for next year either, although they do have their first-round pick. So, yeah, it comes at a cost, but it's not like they went out and got a running back and a safety.
No.
Right? They got a quarterback and a pass rusher. So we don't know if it's going to work out, but they gave it one hell of a try if it didn't work out. And,
absolutely.
And it might work out. So bravo to them. And look, honestly – I think there were some tense moments there in the top 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Because no one was trading. We all thought the Vikings were a team that was going to trade up to 3. Maybe Arizona would get weird and want to trade, but definitely the Chargers. And then when that didn't happen, it's like, well, they got to move up with Tennessee. And nothing was happening until the Jets get on the clock, and I'm sure their phones were going crazy. So we'll see if it works out. We won't know for a year, 2 years, whatever. But for now, kudos to the Vikings and the way that thing unfolded for them. We're in Dallas. We're in Dallas on business. We're in Dallas on pleasure. But at the end of the day, we came here to watch the NFL draft. We got a tour of the Star, which is the Dallas Cowboys practice facility, thanks to our friend Mike Zimmer. So thank you, Coach Zimmer, for showing us around the facility. A pretty fun experience overall today, Giles. If you look at the universe of our day, waking up in Minneapolis around, I don't know what time you got up, but I was up at like 4 something.
Ditto.
Getting to the airport for a 7 o'clock flight, flying to Dallas, seeing Coach Zimmer, seeing the Star, going to a nice steak dinner, and then watching the draft from the plaza at the Star.
Yeah.
Really a fun day.
Absolutely. We got a tour of the war room. I mean, on draft day, that is the place you want to be. There's iconic images throughout history of Jerry Jones making historic picks from that room.
Yep.
So when you see the highs of the draft room from our day, and then you see the lows of Kirk Cousins, you're just getting rolled over by Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
Pour one out for Mr. Kirk Cousins over there in Atlanta. It's been an interesting day for sure.
Now, that was an interesting moment, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. That was a surprise completely out of left field.
I remember – you know, what happened there for us was the draft fell the way it did in the top 3. Pretty predictable. Arizona stuck and picked Marvin Harrison Jr. We thought maybe the Vikings would come up to 5.
Yep.
The Chargers stay there and take someone.
Yeah.
Then it was the Giants at 6. We're crossing our fingers that they don't take a quarterback. And they didn't. They took a receiver. And at that point, I'm like, I gotta go pee. So I went in. I went inside. And by the time I came back out, the Falcons had taken Michael Penix Jr. I come out, Giles and I are just like, what? Oh, my God. Can you believe that? You know, and it the way it unfolds, the Vikings end up getting their guy. The Michigan man comes to Minnesota. But, you know, our guy, Kirk Cousins.
Man, I mean, could make a pretty strong argument that he just got reverse RG3'd.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Which he was involved with by the
way. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I don't think he should be worried. I don't think Kirk should be worried. We actually talked about this in many episodes, Giles, of the Wobcast 2.0, where it's like, should the Vikings, while Cousins is under contract, should the Vikings draft a quarterback so that there's no pressure for him to come in and start right away? He can sit behind a perfect mentor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is
a consulate professional.
Yeah. This is what Atlanta is doing. And now I've seen a lot of criticism about this move. by people. And I just think that's short-sighted. The draft is about foundation and planting seeds that sprout over time. Mm-hmm. The draft is not about who can help us win right now. Yeah. Because it is rare that you can find a 20 or a 21 or a 22-year-old who's going to come into this league and cause you to win games that you otherwise weren't going to win.
Yeah.
Yes, the Atlanta Falcons have holes on defense. But if you look at the value add of just one of those holes being filled by a 22-year-old or a significant position, quarterback, being populated by a young prospect who can be grown organically, I think mm-hmm. the value add is much greater with Penix Jr. than it would have been with some stud on the defensive side.
Especially if you were to mimic something like the Green Bay Packers. A lot of people criticize them picking a quarterback in the first round when they had significant deficiencies at wide receiver. A lot of people complain that they were throwing away their Super Bowl window, but ultimately it looks like they may have hit on another quarterback.
Yes.
And they were long-sighted enough to make sure that they prioritized that position in the right timely fashion, and it's working out for them.
I really like what Atlanta did there. I get it. They're going to get killed for it. And they should just water off a duck's back, man. Yeah. Okay, so two thumbs up on the Vikings. We kind of like what Atlanta did. There were some other surprises. Anything else notable from the first round before we sign off for now?
Ultimately, I know a lot of people were projecting Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals, but I really thought Malik Nabers would go number one. So kind of an interesting thought for me, but ultimately I think the rest of them were interesting. Lastly, I was really hoping we could get Byron Murphy Jr.
Went
16 overall and we went 17. So, RIP for that opportunity. But ultimately, I'm very excited to get Dallas Turner in the building in Eagan.
We have been vocal about, hey, who's going to rush the passer for the Vikings ever since Za'Darius Smith was not brought back. The Vikings got a pass rush now.
I mean, you have three solid pass rushers if you look at it this way, all under multi-year contracts, assuming that Dallas Turner signs the way we hope he would.
This is a great draft from picks like 15 overall to 60 for defensive help. Mm-hmm. So if you're a team needing defensive help in this draft, you're in great shape. Unfortunately for the Vikings, they don't have any more picks tomorrow. So I'm bummed out about that because I believe 23 or 24 of the picks tonight were offensive players.
Yep.
So a lot of good defensive players have been pushed down the draft board. So if you need help on defense, this is a good spot for you. But the Vikings, for the most part, I believe are going to be done until Sunday, but that's okay because they made some hay tonight. So, and we're happy about it.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, and follow the Wobcast 2.0. You can do that wherever you do that with all your other favorite football content and podcasts. Giles and I, we're heading back home tomorrow. But we've had an awesome trip here in Dallas. We thank you all for watching and listening to the Wobcast 2.0 Draft Day Edition from Dallas. On behalf of my partner and my co-host, Giles, this is Wobby signing off for now. Until next time, Skol Vikings.